With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The big Thanksgiving getaway is now underway for millions of Americans, and winter-like weather is messing with the travel plans of some, especially across the northern plains, parts of the upper Midwest, Great Lakes region. John Kubu tells WDAY-TV it's been slow going on the roads, trying to get from Devil's Lake, North Dakota, down to Fargo with
tons of cars in ditches, tow trucks, policemen. We saw one 5 or 6 car pileup with an 18-wheeler involved. I mean, it was pretty much everywhere you look and turn, there's somebody spinning out.
Portions of some interstates have been closed by high winds and snow. The weather is also impacting flights. By the way, the national average price of a gallon of gas, $3.05. That's the same as last Thanksgiving. Taiwan's president says China has been making some very threatening moves lately. The BBC's Stephen McDonnell is in Beijing.
Basically, he said that China has been speeding up its military preparations to take Taiwan by force. He said that Beijing is continuing to increase its military drills and so-called gray zone harassment around Taiwan. There are even reports of such drills going on today. He said that for Taiwan, the most threatening scenario isn't actually war, but giving up. And he said that in his words, compromise to this aggression from the mainland would not lead to peace, but would actually lead to war.
And Taiwan plans a $40 billion supplemental defense budget. President Trump says U.S. negotiators making progress in efforts to end the war in Ukraine, but he adds there are still some issues left to be ironed out, most notably location of any revised Russia-Ukraine border. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 208 points. This is SRN News. Homeschooling continues to grow.
Ever since the pandemic, American parents have increasingly been pulling their kids out of the public schools and teaching them at home. According to a new report from Johns Hopkins University, homeschooling is growing at an average rate of 5.4%. In South Carolina, more than 1 in 5 school-aged children are being taught in the home. Experts add that these numbers are likely underestimating the true size of homeschooling for lack of good polling data. Michael Harrington reporting.
Former Major League Baseball star Daryl Strawberry thanked President Trump during a sermon Sunday at a Tulsa church for his recent presidential pardon. The New York Mets standout and all 8-time All-Star was pardoned for the past tax evasion and drug charges he had faced. Strawberry told hundreds of worshipers at Sheridan Church that he credits his Christian faith for his transformation and his sobriety. He now travels extensively, sharing his story of faith and redemption. This is SRN News. A notorious 1979 missing child case will go to trial for a third time in New York City.
Prosecutors say they will retry the man whose murder conviction was recently overturned in the disappearance of 6-year-old Eaton Patz. Eaton's case fueled a national focus on child disappearance and abductions, and Eaton was one of the first to have his picture on milk cartons. A new set of prosecutors will need to bring back witnesses and try to persuade another jury that Pedro Hernandez lured and then killed the child as he walked to his school bus stop. Hernandez attorneys insist he is innocent. Jason Walker reporting.
Consumers much less confident in the economy in November in the wake of the government shutdown and amid weak hiring and stubborn inflation. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index dropped to 88.7. from an upwardly revised October reading of 95.5. SRNNews.com.